are further significant in the context. The ever-fragile human that was tortured to death by the very minuscule bacteria and viruses has started to gain a better position. The bacteria and viruses now face the deconstruction brought upon them by antibiotics. While science is further evolving to create better fighting bodies, only a few realize that the same infectious germs can be used to wipe out whole nations in war situations. Times have changed so much that breaking the law and initiating a war is no longer seen as worth the effort. Things that were previously a stimulant for warmongering no longer count. People only want to live peacefully so that they can achieve more in their lives. Science is certainly moving forward. While it used to concern itself with keeping people alive despite infections and illnesses, now it has started to worry about keeping the human active for longer periods of time. The young human would hence ultimately gain a state where lives would be longer and more productive. Happiness is a struggle within itself, and that might be the second thing that the new scientists would try to make globally apparent. The struggle for happiness is more important to all the human beings, but what will be the answer to this need is still a mystery. Homo sapiens is evolving, and this evolution will be further forced by the science experts in future, as they would ensure that only the best of human parts remain, and the rest of the